It's such a pleasure to be here today to welcome you. We're glad that each of you could come and be here and celebrate this Iowa Yearly Meeting with each of us. We thank you for that. We come today to the final official activity of Iowa Yearly Meeting, and that is the Missions Banquet. We have great speakers lined up and a great offering to be taken. For those of you who don't know, the offering will be going to the Meskwaki Mission for a van. Once we meet the cost of the van, we will split up the rest of the money, because I know we're really going to have a lot, right? Amen. We've got really big containers to put it in. Although the kitchen did think they should get a share of the proceeds for loaning us the containers. So we might have to have somebody talk to them. But we come refreshed, challenged, inspired, and ready to go forth in God's grace to reach the world for Christ. We now quiet our hearts and minds a bit to break bread together for the last time during Iowa Yearly Meeting. And what a blessing it is that we can come together, that we have that freedom, and that we can, in the United States of America, worship how we choose. We are a blessed people indeed. I have a couple reminders for you. Immediately following the banquet, if you are on chair of a triennial committee, you need to meet us upstairs, and we are going to go through needs and wants and how much money we still have to raise. But you know what? If you really contribute well today, we won't have to keep coming back to ask you for more money. That would be good. We have special guests with us. I would like to introduce our future head of us, Mr. Tom Showalter. Would you like to stand? And his wife, Rose. And Victoria, Grace, and Josiah. You can all stand also. We are so glad to have you coming to work with us, to share with us, and to be a part of Iowa Yearly Meeting. We will miss you, Ron, though, wherever you're at. Where are you at? He must have stepped out. Oh, he is here. He's hiding. Oh, there you are. The sun is kind of there. I couldn't see you. We thank you for your many years of service, for your diligence. So we have just a couple things to take care of. Lloyd, are you around? Did you want to say something? And then I think Bill has a couple remarks, and then Carrie will lead us in a word of grace, and we will have an awesome meal. And then a great program.
I think most of you men were already in the meeting this morning, and you heard my invitation to be sure and schedule July 7th through 10th for the Triennial Conference of Quaker Men International in Cedar Rapids. In the past, there's been times when the Quaker Men Conference has been a matter of waiting around for the women to get done so we can eat lunch together, and it's not going to be that way this year. I think it's going to be a challenging time. I think we're going to come prepared to think, come prepared to share with people from around the world. We want to get acquainted. One of the goals is to have a internet connection with people in Kenya and have a couple hours of prayer together with them. The men in Kenya have followed the lead of the women in Kenya. And when I was there in June, we got together for an all-night prayer meeting with 1,000 men. And so they are ready to get together with us. And we want to encourage and support each other in that way. So just as you hear talks about triennial, all those things, man, that includes you too. So be sure and come. Thank you.
A few announcements. We have a Friends Disaster Service. We're going to change that word for those who weren't in our meeting. So it's the last time I'm ever going to use it, Tim. But after the banquet, in room 103, right back there, and Dennis White said to be sure and tell everybody it's going to happen right after the banquet. I would like to say that this is the first banquet. I've been involved in 5 years with the banquets that the men have not been involved in any way, shape, or form, kind of degree with the banquet, and it's looking fantastic. I just want to say thank you, ladies, for the work you've done. And I know from past experience involves a fair amount of planning, preparation. Thank you very much. And this is in advance. I haven't even had the banquet yet, but I know it's going to be great. Our winter banquet, fourth Saturday in February, and one thing I forgot to do is ask somebody if they could give me what date that would be next year. Put that on your calendar. Had a visit with Chuck, which?
27th.
Better write that down. Fourth Saturday in February is the 27th. We'll have it here. That's the plan now. And had a visit with Chuck Watson, and he and Chuck Nichols and Lloyd Stanglin have taken the tickets and the Quaker Men memberships and Quaker Men International memberships all at the same time. So it's very hectic. And when you pay with cash, it can be a problem later to figure out, did I have this for membership and this for a banquet ticket, as opposed to a check. They'd like checks as much as possible. If you use cash, if you put it in an envelope and label what you've done, it will help them out. Actually have done a remarkable job of keeping track of everything, but once in a while somebody has been a paid-up member and it doesn't get on the list as such. I don't know how they do it, but anyway, to try to facilitate and help them out a little bit. I wanted to mention that if you're not on a yearly meeting, In Touch, Quaker In Touch, Roger LaBelle said he'd be here, and he's not, so I can't pick on him, but he's doing that now. I would urge you to get on that list so you know what's going on. And I would urge committees, boards, and missions to use that. We're looking for some volunteers to serve on the board of Quaker Men. We're going to have to replace 4. The most you can do at one time in one stretch is 2 3-year terms, and we're replacing 2 guys that have done that. One guy that's replaced that has served a 1 3-year term and isn't able to continue. And we kicked one guy off the board. I told you back, I'd get you. When you become an employee of the yearly meeting, you're not eligible to serve on the board. So I could have used a different word, but since back, I wanted to do that. And I was probably forgetting something, but that's what I managed to write down. The other thing is, it's a good time, if you haven't done it, to become a paid-up member of the Quaker Men organization for $15. And you can see me, Chuck Watson, some of the board members are here today. Anybody like that, I'll tell you what, they'll take your money and put you on the list as official. Thank you.
Now for the honors of eating, we will let our guests go first, so we'll run the room from this beginning of the table and sweep it across. That way we won't run into each other. And if you'll see Mary with your ticket, she'll be glad to take it from you. If you have not paid up, it is now $1,000 per plate. The money will go to Triennial. Let's open with prayer and close with prayer and make it a happy day. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this food that has been lovingly prepared for us. We just pray, Father, that you take all the calories out, add all the nutrition in, and give us a wonderful time in Jesus' name. Amen.
If I could have your attention, please, for a moment. I think Mac and Bernie are ready to come forth and speak about their dreams and goals and aspirations and plans for the Meskwaki Mission. We are so excited to have them be a part of that and to come forward and to reopen that mission. And I know they have lots of things to tell you. You can keep eating as they speak if you're still in the process, and we'll let them go ahead and get started.
Before we really get started, I'd like for every person who's ever served or is currently serving on the Meskwaki Friends board, if you'd please stand. I think there's more of you than that, but that's pretty good representation. Deb, would you please pray for Bernie and I before we give this presentation?
Our dear Heavenly Father, we pray for Matt and Bernie as they venture into this new experience, that they will reach and touch the lives of the people in the Tama and the Grand area and all around. They will reach more than just the Meskwaki people, but each individual there who meets you. We pray as they give this presentation that you will give them the words to speak.
Thank you. Some of you saw this in the missions meeting yesterday. We'd like to open with a video that was prepared for us by Sharon Stanglin. Charlotte Stanglin. And it kind of gives you a brief overview of what where Meskwaki has been and then some of the insights of where Meskwaki is ready to go to. I was once told by a student of Friends Bible College that nothing worse than a missionary guest speaker unless it was a missionary guest speaker that didn't have a slideshow. So hopefully that checks the box for our slideshow and we can rate right up there with other missionary guest speakers. I did want to share a scripture with you. Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. And I'm not sure which version you have, but mine reads something like this. Now, Bernie and Mac went to Tama, to the hilltop where Jesus had directed them. And then he saw them worship him, and they had doubts. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all commands I have given you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of time." I talked a little bit yesterday at the missions portion of the meeting. Tim Hadley made reference that Iowa Yearly Meeting's not dead. Our churches are not dead. I'm here today to tell you Meskwaki died. In January, they stopped all services, all worship services, all youth activities. The mission had died. We've had time to mourn the death of this mission. But today, August 1st, 2015, it is reborn. And we invite you to come celebrate with us on this mission field. I'd love to tell you all the new and exciting things that are happening in Meskwaki, but they're not happening yet. God brought us to Meskwaki 4 years ago, and we fell in love with the people, we fell in love with the idea, and we thought this was fantastic. But it wasn't our time. We didn't know that. And we were hurt when we weren't accepted as the new co-directors. Ron Bryant forwarded my application to Pleasant Plain Friends Church. And I said, "Why would you do that? I'm applying for a missionary position, not a pastoral position, because I don't really see myself as a traditional pastor." And through time of telling Pleasant Plain no three different times, they wouldn't accept that. So the last 2.5 years, Bernie and I have been at Pleasant Plain Friends Church. And to their tribute, the education, the love that we received there prepared us for what we need to do to move on and come back to the mission field that we fell in love with 4 years ago. There aren't many physical changes that you'll see, but hopefully there's going to be a lot of different internal changes, changes of the heart. In the past, it's been called Meskwaki Friends Center. We're going to call it Meskwaki Friends Church. We're not going to deny Christ's home. In the past, they've had a director or co-directors. I'm going to be referred to as a pastor. And co-directors. We hope to provide pastoral care and love for the people of the Meskwaki settlement. But there's going to be more than just providing love. I'm going to let Bernie talk a little bit about some of the visions that we and the board share.
You saw in the video there's some bullet points. One, more emphasis on parental involvement in youth ministry. In the past, a van has gone out, picked up children, and brought them. Yeah, that's really great. That's really great. And we love the children. But we also love their parents. We want them to be involved. We want to disciple them. We want the fruits of all this work. We want happy families when these children go home. So we're going to have a meet and greet in September so the families can come meet us. And then we can start talking from that point of how we're going to continue on with the children's program. And we don't even know if it's going to be Wednesday night. So we're working that through. So that's what we say. We want more parental involvement. Praise God, nothing happened to these children without signatures from their parents that they could be there. We want them involved. More emphasis on adult ministry and building a strong church body. That kind of goes in line with number one. This is not going to be Mac and Bernie's show. This is not going to be Mac and Bernie getting in a bus on Wednesday night, picking up all these kids, and making sure all their food is made, and then also teaching them. We need a church around us to do that. We need involvement from the community. And like I said, discipling the parents and building them up, for that's their church. Number three, more outreach to the broader community of Tama County. You want it? Okay. He wants to.
Going through the selection process and the conversations we've had with the board, I found it very interesting that Tama County has 7% Native American population. Only 7%. And I thought that was a little bit low, but what they also told me was 7% of Tama County is a Hispanic population. Why can't we build a Native American church with a Hispanic outreach? That's a long-term thought process, but that's what we want to reach out to the whole community. We don't care where you've been. We don't care what you've done. Everybody is going to be welcome at Meskwaki Friends.
Also, Mac will have involvement with the local ministerial association. His face will be in the community along with mine, but he will be the pastor at the associations. Number four, continued ministry to the people of the Meskwaki settlement. We will reach out. We will love. We will hug. We will cry. We will make lots of mistakes. We'll make amends. Number five, more use of the facilities, conference centers, or for conferences and other activities. We're going to open that place up for people to use it. It shouldn't just be sitting there empty. That will also bring an income. Because one of the things that Mac and I see as a vision is we want Meskwaki Friends Church to be self-sustaining someday. We want it to be providing their own church, making their own money. And that's a way that we can do that. It's a beautiful facility. Did that go into the... So that brings us to this. This is the parsonage. And it's just Mac and I at home. We're empty nesters. So this, we're going to live here, right there. That's us. But this right here is going to become the new retreat center. Another income to support the mission. Mac and I have a gift of hospitality. We're going to open it up for people to have family reunions, women's group, come stay, men's group, come stay, whatever. But that is a three-bedroom walkout to a beautiful pond, 35-acre wooded lot. Kitchen stocked with whatever you need. Not the food, of course, but the silverware, pans, dishes, all that. Bathroom, three bedrooms, kitchen, bath, living room, and then that's a three-season porch there. There's another view of it. That's where Mac and I will live. That's a four-season porch on top, three-season on bottom. Yes, we have a home up there. It is two homes, really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Number six, a new worship time. There it is. Meswaukee Friends Church, worship service, 5 p.m. Saturdays. This allows for many things. It's going to be an ability for to have services on Saturday. Allow Mac and I to travel on Sundays, bringing the message of Meswaukee Friends Church to your churches, to Indiana churches, letting them know what's going on, inviting them to be a part of it. This will also allow for Mac and I, because we will be so, we got a lot to do, but allow Mac and I to go worship with you. That's a wonderful treat for a pastor and his wife to be able to go worship someplace and just, yeah. What else does that allow for, honey? Oh, worship teams. Are you going to get into that? Okay. This would allow us to borrow worship teams from our surrounding churches so they can come in, and until we build our own, we would love to have the area churches' worship teams to come join us on Saturday evenings too. Where am I at, babe? Or am I turning it over to you at this point? I'm turning it over to Mac at this point.
With all that being said, we have worship services, we have work to do. We need your support. First and foremost, we need your prayers. We pray for open doors. We pray for open hearts. We pray for open minds. We invite you to our opening service on August 15th, Saturday night, 5 p.m. We want to pray over the grounds. We want to reclaim the ground. I visited with my father earlier today, 1963, 62, a couple days ago. He, with the assistance of FUM, planted a church in Phoenix, Arizona. And they were out looking at different properties. And they found this vacant lot on the south edge of Phoenix. South edge of Phoenix, 1963. And he says, yeah, I think this would be a good spot. I think this would be a great spot to build a church. And he says, great, get out of the car. We're going to claim this ground for Jesus Christ. I invite you all on August 15th to join us in reclaiming this ground. I might even have all the equipment out and about. We want you to walk around, pray over the grounds. I want you to pray over our lawnmowers. I want you to pray over our school bus and our vans that they don't break down, because all those can delay God's work. So we invite you on August 15th to join us, 5 o'clock Saturday evening. And that will be our first praise and worship at Meswaukee Friends Church, a rebirth. The birth that we're celebrating today, the birthday party, is on the 15th. So please join us. I'd also encourage you, if you're on social media, we are on Facebook. Get connected to our Facebook so you can see what's going on in real time. Over on our table, we have business cards and we have prayer cards. I would encourage everyone to take take two or three. We used to have metal dashes in our cars, and we could stick stuff to the dash. But, you know, I'd like to see every refrigerator in Iowa Yearly Meeting have our prayer card on their refrigerator. I would like to see our business card in every pocketbook and purse in Iowa Yearly Meeting. And when you stumble across it, take a few minutes and give us a prayer. I'd also invite you to sign into our address book, those old things that we used to keep addresses in. We have a brand new one. You find the alphabet that matches up with your last name, if you haven't done this in a while, and I haven't, and put your name in there. We're going to develop a newsletter, and we want to get it out quarterly, and we want to update you on what our prayer needs are, what our needs are, what our blessings are. We want to share all this with you. We want you to be involved with what we're doing. We need your physical support. Bernie mentioned we need your worship teams. Until we have an opportunity to build our own, we would invite anybody from the Iowa Yearly Meeting, anybody that wants to come and share a worship service with us on a Saturday night, send your worship team. If it's not that far, they'll make it back and they can praise and worship with you on Sunday morning. If not, they can spend the night with us. We'll take care of them. We have work days that we will be scheduling. Please join us for the work that needs to be done. Mission trips. You know, I hear a lot of the youth talk about, I want to go on a mission trip. We sent some kids from down in our neighborhood off to Belize. That's great. But we have mission fields right here in our own backyard. Maybe before they take a week-long trip in a foreign country, maybe they want to spend a couple days at a mission field right here in their own backyard. We can find work for whatever your skill level is, I promise you. And we will care for you while you stay with us. Vacation Bible School and Youth Night. We had some missed phone calls on an answering machine. And it was very disappointing. There was an organization in Indiana that wanted to bring Vacation Bible School to us. All we had to do is advertise and promote it and bring the kids. They were bringing everything, the decorations, the curriculum, everything. All we had to do was like stand around and love kids. And that's one of the best parts of this job. So keep in mind, we need your physical Vacation Bible Schools, your youth mission trips. And a little bit selfishly, we've got a 24-foot car trailer sitting in our driveway right now full of our stuff. I would invite you next Wednesday or Thursday afternoon, sometime after 3 o'clock, join us and help us unload. We would truly be appreciated. I'm sure we can get a message out on one of the yearly meeting Facebooks or through the In Touch prayer line, but that's what our tentative plan is right now. I mentioned physical needs. I must have got my pictures turned around here. But this kind of ties between physical needs, and the next thing I'm going to address is financial needs. This is a picture of the my office, which is on the east end of the house. And what we're doing is this house doesn't have much for closet space, so we thought, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have a nice walk-in closet in the adjoining bedroom? And so where that desk is sitting, they're just going to bust all the way over to the window and make a walk-in closet for that bedroom. Not a big deal. Pretty simple project. Until you start tearing paneling off and you find water damage and no insulation in the walls.
And ants.
And bugs.
And bugs.
What I'm asking is keep this in mind. We do need your financial support. Right now we're asking for paint and floor covering for three different rooms. We have three rooms that need paint and floor coverings. And the estimate for those repairs is $1,500 per room. If your church can step up, if you personally can step up, that would be fantastic. I'm going to say a couple closets. We definitely have this one, and we'd really like to have a second closet. And the price of that closet is going to run about $450. To me, that sounds expensive. A $450 closet, really? But by the time you do the framing, by the time you add the sheetrock, by the time you add the bifold doors on it, Yeah, it's about $450. And a lot of times the labor is either donated or at half price. So we ask for you to consider this. I would like to mention that we have an anonymous gift of $5,000 as a matching funds. If you would like to contribute, and in the memo of your check, write matching funds. For every dollar you donate, this other person will match you dollar for dollar until it's gone. Finally, I would like to mention, as you think about contributing financially to Meskwaki Friends, keep in mind pledges in your own heart. I pledge to give this much to Meskwaki Friends. You can do it on a monthly basis. You can do it on a quarterly basis. You can do it on an annual basis. And finally, estate planning. I know Camp Quaker Heights was gifted a tremendous gift. I'm not asking for a gift like that, but I'm asking you to keep us in mind in your estate planning. I will back up real quick on pledges. I feel very comfortable and very confident about going into Meskwaki financially because, again, we have another anonymous donor that pledged to the director pastor's salary for the first 2 years. That makes it very easy to send a missionary onto a mission field to say, go. And I don't have to worry about my own personal finances because they're taken care of for the next 2 years. God bless that person that stood up to make that pledge, saw the vision in Meskwaki Friends Church.
Mac mentioned the Facebook. There are two Meskwaki Friends Facebooks out right there, right now. Look for us on that. And look, one thing when you're looking through, you'll see our P.O. box, not a street address. You'll see the P.O. box, and that is us. That's the new Meskwaki Friends Facebook. Another thing is we do have a new P.O. box, which is you'll see on our cards over there. If you have our old one, which would have been Toledo, it is Tama, Iowa, P.O. Box 163, Tama, Iowa. One thing that we, when we began this journey, we knew that the only thing that we had to offer was love. That's it. Strong backs, healthy bodies, and love. And but there's a song that it's been like a chant in my head this whole time. So I'm going to ask you to sing along. Slow it down. Stick with my beat. But, and think about how the words match this ministry. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christian by our love. We will walk with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side, and we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in the land. And we'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
The last thing I wanted to challenge you with, I think Todd Follett said it best. Ready, set, let's go. Let's go together. Thank you.
Thank you, Mac and Bernie. I share your vision. We got to go there for our fall retreat and really enjoyed it. So I think we like the powwow. So you can bring those back. We'll like those little kids again. For those of you who don't know, I was installed as the president of USFW about 1 hour ago. So you are in for a treat of your life for the next 2 years. Do not expect anything to be serious going forward. It does not happen with me. And for you gentlemen out there, yes, I have my heels back on. And ladies, no, I'm not selling anything. But it's all good. So you need to come back in February. I understand we're back up for another auction. This will be our fifth year, am I right? 5 years going on pie auction. We've raised an average of $1,000 each year, so we'll be expecting $5,000 for the pies this year. So you'll want to bring your money. After you spend this day, go home and make some more money and see me in February if we're going to hit up again. Triennial is coming. I'm excited. We're co-directing, we're leading, we're moving on. We've had some great things, and we're getting to know the Marriott staff very well at Cedar Rapids. We had to suffer for Jesus just one month ago and sample 3 full-course meals in just under 2 hours. And I want you to know I survived. Suffering for Jesus can be hard, but I did it. It was good food. You're going to be in for a treat. Now we're going to take up the offering. Today we'll go for the Meskwaki, and I think Deb explained it the best. You spell thousand, T-H-O-U-S-A-N-D. If we can sell pies for $300 a piece, I think we can raise a van, the money that we need for the van, give them some good startup cash to get going, and what's left over will be split with the triennial, and we know that that will help our Kenyan ladies come in and be able to afford the meals that are going to cost them about a year's salary. So we really want to do our best to honor God in everything that we do. I personally have my check ready. I got it ready before I even came to, because I expect God to do great things with our money. Amen. Let's open with prayer. And just so you know, Sudeko was very good to give me some baskets because we forgot them. So we have, I need two gentlemen, two good-looking gentlemen to come. We have a really good industrial bucket for the thousands, and this is for the cheap stuff, okay? Okay, so gentlemen, come grab the buckets. I'll trust two good-looking men. Isaac, go ahead. You're good-looking. We know that. Thank you, guys. Let's open with prayer, and then we'll take the offering up. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for all the many blessings that you've given us. I thank you, Father. Meskwaki is reborn as of today, and Father, this work needs the finances to cover it, to do the work of the ministry, Father. Many hands make light work, but Father, much money also is a great blessing. So we thank you for the prosperity of our people. Father, as we are blessed, it is a joy to be a blessing and to give back into this kingdom and into this work. And Father, I just thank you for the return on the investment, because Father, it says to be give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall we see great joy come before this people. Father, the powwows have just begun. I can hear the drum beats as we give today. And I just thank you and give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory for everything that the friends are doing in Iowa Yearly Meeting and around the world. We give you praise. And thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Give generously and be blessed. Thank you. Please make them out to USFW, and Charlotte is our treasurer, and she will make sure that the funds get dispersed correctly.
I just checked with Deb Savage. If you do write matching funds on your check that's written to USFW, they will make sure that that gets to Meskwaki, and the funds will be matched. Thank you.
You've given generously. You've eaten well. You've had a great time. You may go home. Be blessed. We'll see you again about a year from now. Thank you.